You are listening to Sexual Knowledge on Podomatic.com. Don't forget to rate, comment, follow my RSS feed, and send me an email if you have any questions, comments, topics that you would like me to discuss, and any and everything. You can send them to asksex1989@yahoo.com. That's asksex1989@yahoo.com. Guys, let's take a second to just talk. First and foremost, I'm sorry that I have not been posting. I was trying to focus on launching a new channel, which I've done, and it's doing relatively well. I've had it for about 2 weeks. I posted an episode, and I'm currently in the process of editing some episodes for here and there. That channel is in the comedy section on Podomatic, and if you would like, I will link it down in the bottom so you can check that out. It's only one episode up, but it's already got about over 4,000 listens and over 2,000 and some change downloads. So I'm very happy and appreciative towards that. And I appreciate you guys so much. I know that a lot of podcasters come on here and they forget that you people are the ones who make it possible for us to do this, to make a part-time career out of it, to get paid. You know, you guys are the ones who do that, and a lot of people forget that, and I'm one of those people that will never forget it. I started doing this on Podomatic for this channel about a good it'll be a year, probably in February. But in the midst of me doing this, you know, I was very confident, but I wasn't seeing results the way that I wanted to. So I was, you know, ready to give up, until one day I came on here and I saw that I was having ridiculous amounts of plays and downloads. Then the email started coming in and everything just took off from there. I started out number 20 in sexual health, and I'm currently number 1 in sexual health. I started out number 1,000 something ranked overall, and now I'm number 39. That is because of you. That is because of all of you, and I cannot express enough how much I appreciate, totally, wholeheartedly appreciate everything that you guys have done, that you're doing, that you are allowing me to do, that you're allowing me to come into your lives and rant for 30 or so minutes about a sexual topic. I really appreciate that. So I got an email from someone the other day. I got an email from a couple of people, actually, but this email stood out just because it wasn't a question. It wasn't someone asking me to discuss something or answer a question, like I said. It was just basically a comment, you know, an uplifting comment. So I don't know if this person wants their name to be said, so I'm not going to say it, but I will email them and let them know that I did shout them out and I didn't say their name because I didn't know if they wanted me to. But the email says, "I just discovered your sex podcast and listened to your anal story. Love your voice, your energy, and how candid you are. Great info. Keep it up." Appreciate that a lot. That was nice. It was something that I probably needed to hear, and I'm very glad that you sent that, sir. I appreciate it. So, enough of that mushiness and all of that. Today, we are going to be discussing fascinating facts about sex. Top 10 fascinating facts about sex. Now, before I get into this, I have been told that I also need to start giving a disclaimer at the beginning of my podcast, because I don't know the age of the people sometimes that are listening to this, and they could probably be like 12, you know? So, disclaimer is, you know, warning, some of the topics that I'm going to be discussing is age sensitive. So if you are 21 and under, if you are under 21, actually, do not listen to this, okay? I prefer you to be 21 and over. This is adult topics. This is adult language, adult lingo. I get in depth. I explain things. And if you are not an adult, you do not need to be listening to this. So the name of this episode will be 10, no, it'll be top 10 fascinating facts about sex. And these facts are going to be on the unusual side. They aren't going to be, you know, the rinky-dink type list. So, let's start. Fact number 10, weight loss. Yes, it's true. That's a fascinating fact. Sexual acts lead to weight loss. The average human loses 26 calories when kissing for a minute. And then if you're having like vigorous sex for about half an hour, it burns 150 calories. You can lose 3 pounds a year if you have sex 7 to 8 times a month. So check that out. Now, you know, this is for the guys. If your girl isn't too keen on having sex as much as you are, just let her know, look, babe, you're going to be burning calories. You're going to be losing weight. Kissing is also very good for teeth. The extra saliva released during the act, it helps to keep the mouth clean, reducing the risk of decay. Because we all know that decay in the mouth is when you have dry mouth. Fact number 9, pubic wigs. Yes. In Victorian times, whores wore pubic wigs. Okay, so the pubic wig has been around since about, I would say, the 1400s, when it was originally worn by women who had shaved their pubic hair to prevent lice in the Victorian times. It was frequently worn by prostitutes who wanted to conceal the fact that they had diseases like syphilis. Honest, we weren't murking this up. Seriously. They are always used in the film industry to conceal actors' genitals and nude scenes. So, if you're a true blood fanatic like I am and you see stuff where Lilith, the god of vampires, was a she and she was naked and she had this thick-ass bush on her vagina. Now I understand where that came from, because I'm like, damn, like, she gotta give us free-looking vagina, but it was a wig. Number 8. Condoms. Fascinating fact, condoms were originally made out of animal intestine or linen. Ew. In Asia before the 15th century, some use of gland condoms, which were devices for covering only the head of the penis, which it was recorded only in China. But in China, these condoms may have been made of oil silk paper or lamb intestines. And in Japan, they were made of tortoise shell or animal horn. Oh my gosh. You know how painful that must have been for the women? This just lets you know how much men give a fuck about us. They don't give a fuck about us. If they get to sit here and have a condom made out of a tortoise shell, a turtle's shell, that's a bit much. But in the 16th century, condoms were often made with linen. And they were soaked in like chemical solutions, and then they were allowed to dry before you use them. And the cloths were sized to cover the guy's penis, or the glands of the penis, which is basically just the top part. And were held on with a ribbon. So maybe I'll put a link in the description to show you what the condoms look like. Maybe I'll put that as the title picture. But fact number 7. Sex cures headaches. So the next time your significant other refuses your advances by claiming to have a headache, remember this fact. The sex act can help to cure a headache. Sex causes the body to release endorphins, which naturally reduce the pain of a headache. Maybe I shouldn't bring this fact up to my boyfriend. Fact number 6, skincare. Sperm is good for the skin. I know a lot of people be saying that and people are like, that's not true, but it is true. Sperm is good for the skin. The proteins in sperm have a tightening effect on the skin. When sperm is left to dry, the evaporation of the water in it leaves behind protein, which can help to reduce wrinkles. So while this may be an excellent anti-aging treatment, the obvious downside is that you have to walk around with sperm on your face, and sperm smells like bleach. So that's another downside. Fact number 5. Pubic hair is programmed to grow a certain amount. All hair, and I mean all hair on the body, is controlled by a growth program, for those who didn't know. And that growth program determines the growth duration and consequently the length of hair. So pubic hair has a shorter growth duration, on average just a few months, compared to hair on the head. So, you know, this is what stops pubic hair growing to unimaginable lengths. Because, listen, no one wants to walk around having to put their fucking pubic hair in a ponytail. I don't think I want to do that. Fact number four. The term blowjob comes from the Victorian times. So, in Victorian times, the slang term for a prostitute was blowsy. At the same time, blow was slang for ejaculation. So, consequently, by like the 1930s, the act of fellatio became to be known as a blowjob. It was also used to describe jet planes in World War II. In ancient Greece, the common slang for a blowjob was playing the flute. So, the next time you go to Greece, well, that was ancient Greece, so that joke doesn't count. Anyway, fact number three, male porn. Men looking at male porn produces more sperm. Ew. Studies have shown that men who look at porn of two men and one woman produce more sperm than those who looked at just women. Scientists speculate that seeing competition makes men step up their baby making capacities. So all those women out there that want to get pregnant and their husband isn't producing enough sperm, have them watch a threesome porno. That'll get them going. Fact number two, sex for fun. Yes, humans aren't the only creatures to have sex for fun. Okay, humans are not the only members in the animal kingdom that have sex just for fun. Dolphins and bonobo chimps have also been observed engaging. Bonobo chimps have also been observed engaging in sexual activity when they are not in their natural reproductive cycles, with the exception of a pair of like Conan gorillas observed doing so. But the bonobo monkeys are the only non-human animals to have observed engaging in all of the following sexual activities. Are you ready? Face-to-face genital sex, tongue kissing, and oral sex. When the bonobos, if I'm even saying that properly, come upon a newfound source of food or feeding ground, the increased excitement will usually lead to, you know, sexual activity, presumably decreasing tension and allowing for a peaceful feeding. Now, who wouldn't want that? Well, in the meantime, at the same time, the increased excitement will, you know, usually lead to, you know, interestingly, bonobo chimps also play and experience joy like humans. That's why I don't believe that we evolved. Okay, I don't believe in that evolution. If we evolved from these animals, I don't see why they're still here. But this is not a science class. This is a sex class. So back to the list. And our fascinating, amazing number one fact is sex guru is the smartest person on the planet. No, I'm just kidding. Kind of. But the number one on the list is animal prostitution. I know that sounds weird. I know it sounds inhumane, but it's true. Okay? Some female penguins engage in prostitution. Believe it or not, the wild certain female penguins, even when in a committed relationship, will exchange sexual favors with strange males for the pebbles they need to build their nest. So this guy, this doctor or whatever, Fiona Hunter, she's a zoologist, and this is an excerpt from an interview that she did that I pulled up, and she said, "It tends to be females targeting single males, otherwise the partner female would beat the intruder up." On some occasions, the prostitute penguins trick the males. They carry out the elaborate courtship ritual, which usually leads to mating. Having bagged their stone, they would then run off. So you mean to tell me that you gave up the goods for a stone? Well, what am I talking about? All these thoughts of today give it up for less than that. They give it up for a bag or maybe a photo with a celebrity. But hey, sips tea. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this 10 fascinating, unusual facts that I've said. I know that they're super weird, but I thought they were interesting and I thought they were different, you know? So I'm thinking about changing, making my podcast from Monday to Friday, but I don't know, because Fridays are my day to wild out, turn up. I'm 25. I gotta turn up somehow, right? So in the meantime, as I always say, you guys make sure that you have a sexual appetite and always be willing to please your partner, but yourself first and foremost, because if you don't know how to please yourself, you're not going to be able to know how to please nobody else, boo. I will see you guys next week, Monday. But before I go, make sure that you rate, comment, like, subscribe, and send me them questions. Send me them email questions to asksex@1989@yahoo.com. I said that wrong. Asksex1989@yahoo.com. And I'm not editing that out either. So send your questions to asksex1989@yahoo.com. And once again, you guys, I will see you next week, Monday.